Lahore is Pakistan's second largest city, but its chaotic urban sprawl isn't where you'd expect to find the king of the jungle. Big cats like lions and white tigers can be found in cages on the roofs of buildings. Here, four big cats live all year round in these tiny enclosures. This four-month-old lion is Hamza Shubari's latest purchase. He's a 24-year-old business student.
She's just playing. She doesn't bite. Dog bites hurt more than this. I've always kept pets, dogs, cats, and then one day a friend bought a lion and that made me want to get one too. The first one I bought is from Africa and is a sandy color. Then I liked it so much I got another one, a white lion this time.
Each lion cost him around 4,000 euros. Hamza bought them with a friend who's also a student and lives in one of the apartments below in the building. They put all of their savings into buying the animals. The building's caretaker is the one who looks after the lions. And even if he looks relaxed, he's not entirely confident. Wanting to tame wild lions or tigers is the latest trend in Pakistan. Here, politicians often use the image of a lion in their campaign posters. The animal symbolizes power, wealth, and celebrity. In Karachi alone, there are more than 300 wild animals owned by private citizens.
It's a profitable business if you manage it right. You have to look after the animals, love them, and give them the space they need to live, big cages and food. You have to look after them, give them medicine if they become ill.
There is almost no regulation. According to the director of this organization for the protection of animals, owning a big cat in Pakistan is, however, completely illegal.